Using the human body as a metaphor, Becker likened Salt Lake City's transportation system to a healthy bloodstream. He noted by the end of this year, Salt Lake City will see the largest expansion of an urban rail system in the nation, with new frontrunner and airport tracks lines. Becker added, in 2012, Salt Lake City increased the number of bikeways, added cycle tracks, and connected the Jordan River Trail to Davis County. But he says that's just the beginning.
You'll see a whole new level of improvement to increase education, participation, and safety for all travelers.
Becker announced Salt Lake City will launch a new bike share program this spring, the first of its kind in the western United States. The program will include a network of touchscreen bike stations stocked with bikes to check out day and night. The mayor hopes these efforts will help motivate residents to drive less and play a role in improving poor air quality in the region.
We will continue to advance aggressive measures in transit, bikes, pedestrian access, idle-free initiatives, and clear the air efforts, and work regionally and with other jurisdictions to address shared challenges.
Becker compared Salt Lake City residents to the muscle of the body, announcing new initiatives to strengthen health and wellness. He says this year the city will expand urban farming and preserve more open space.
The overarching goal is to develop a sustainable and equitable local food system capable of providing healthy food. Food that literally builds the muscles of all city residents.
He ended his address by thanking Salt Lake City Councilman Carlton Christensen and Councilwoman Jill Remington Love for their years of service. The two will not seek re-election this year. Whitney Evans, KUER News.